Hey guys, welcome to the Inner Circle. It is, what month are we in? June! Welcome to June, Inner Circle. What's up, family? You like, I can't be in Italy, so we brought a little Italy to us today. Hope you guys enjoy, right? Hey, good to see y'all. Oh, that's even better. Oh, that looks really nice. Anybody else want to go there? I'm in the mood for that. Hey, good to see you guys. If you're just joining us in the Inner Circle, it's a privilege, it's an honor to have you guys here. This is an awesome family, the Inner Circle family. We've been doing this, I think I've been doing this for like 7 years, 6 years, I don't even know. We started it for like, I want to give you a little back history for those of you that are in the knowledge industry, those of you who are part of Project Next, KBB, Mastermind, or considering it, or thinking about it, or if you're just hearing anything. This Inner Circle is about learning the three M's, marketing, mindset, and momentum. And each month, I pick something that I feel is really important. A lot of times I pick something that's going through the lens of what's happening in my life, or something I discovered, or a breakthrough I had, or what's going on in the outside world, the outside environment that allows us to want to shift, to want to, you know, pivot and go in a different direction. So today I'm really excited about the topic we're sharing today. But I want to tell you, the Inner Circle, if you guys are a part of the knowledge industry, who's a part of the knowledge industry or on their way to be a part of the knowledge industry? It's great, right? I want to tell you, about 6 years ago, we said, let's go live. Let's do an inner circle where I just get to share these three M's, the breakthroughs. We have high-level coaching and masterminds and high-level workshops, and people love it. And I love bonding with people in the workshops. But I said, I want to create something where I could teach people things on a monthly basis. You ready to know? Want to know how complicated it was? You guys ready for the depth of this thinking? You ready? Here's the big secret. I said, how about we go live every month and teach people stuff I wish people taught me 3 decades ago, right? That's really how this started. I said, there are things that I've learned through the years that have allowed me to have more success than I ever thought possible and start 13 different companies. It's way more than that now, and have all these cool things and books and courses and partners and friends. I said, and most of the time people think it's magic. And I said, I want to pull back the curtain and show them it's not magic and just share some of the things that are going on. That was like 5 years ago, and we put a price on it, and my team said, okay, we can do it at this reduced price, but let's do it that way for 6 months and then let's put it at the price it should be. I'm not exaggerating with you guys. And it turned into such a Ludmila, I hope I said that right. Some of you have been with us since day one, right? So it's amazing. Thank you for being here since day one. But I want to tell you, it became such a family. It became an entry point. A lot of you have evolved and you're a part of Project Next or KBB and workshops and masterminds, and you come to our live events. And some people, this is the only thing that you can put the money out for right now. So after 6 months, it became such a family. After a year, and we've never adjusted the price, ever. We have done some discounts, but we've never adjusted the price, and we kept it. And this has been an incredible family, and so many people have prospered, evolved. This has been the starting point, the jump off point. So thank you for being a part of this family. Thank you to those of you who've been here since day one, and thanks to you that are new or just joining us for the first time. But it's pretty damn cool. And today, I was thinking about what would be a great thing to share in June. And here's something I like to do. What I like to do around this time of year is really to analyze, right? Everybody knows New Year's, January, the end of December, beginning of January, you start crafting my year goals and what I'm gonna do for this year. But do New Year's resolutions work? Do you know anybody that's ever set New Year's resolutions? They set a whole bunch of them, and by February, they're all gone, right? Changing your life, reaching your goals, reaching your full potential, it's got nothing to do with resolutions. It's got to do with the consistent, steady selling yourself, effort, energy, setting goals, setting the agenda, saying no, right, on a regular basis. But what I love to do around this time of year is to draw a line in the sand and make sure that we either recover or fuel or amplify to finish 2021 really strong, right? I'm sure I'll be doing these for another 5 years. Someday in 5 years now, somebody will be watching this and go, oh my God, Dean recorded this one all the way back in 2021, right? But listen, I want you to hear me, what we're gonna talk about today. wherever 2021 is for you, it was this was a crazy last 18 months. I mean, we can all admit that. Insanity. The world is reopening for most of us. Some of you live in a place in the world that maybe it's not reopening yet. Canada's a little slower. I think the UK is shutting down. My buddies in UK, and they're kind of shutting UK down again. I don't know if you guys are in London or England, if that's happening. Australia, a little tighter. But the world's opening back up. And in this transition and the crazy before us, here's what I believe. Doesn't matter what happened the first six months of this year. What are we gonna do now? How can we make 2021 and not say, you know, I'll crush it next year? Hell no, we got 6 months left. There is lots of room to thrive. But there's a strategy that I use that I wanna share with you today on this, like the parts that I love about the Inner Circle family, guys, is I hope you guys see it. When you guys are here, it's a different feeling for me. I feel like I'm talking to a bunch of friends. I don't overplan. I do it all in my journal. It's all written down. I wrote this all in the last 2 days. But this isn't stuff that I created for you to do. These are the things that I do. People always ask me, how do you get so much done? How do you have multiple books, multiple companies, run two companies, run have 13, do this. This is how. And I don't care if you're just starting. If you're watching this on YouTube or if you're here in Zoom, I don't care if you're just starting in business. I don't care if you failed. I don't care if this has been the roughest 6 months of your life, or maybe if you've been thriving during this shifting economy, or maybe you discovered yourself and you realize you're not settling for the person you were before the pandemic, or you finally said, I'm not listening to my spouse or my friends or my other. They love me, but they're not me. This is my dream. God gave it to me, not to them. So I'm going to fulfill it. I don't know where you are. But here's the cool part. What I'm gonna teach today, no matter where you are, this is the fuel, because I'm going through this, but if I was going through with somebody who's just starting in business today, or just lost everything they had today, or just started getting momentum in their business today, this is the same exercise I'd go through. So I want you to think about, we're halfway through the year, and we're gonna draw a line in the sand. And this is about the second half of the year. This is about thriving, getting it done, overcoming those obstacles, getting the momentum, getting in the game. So, number one, what went right? And I hope you got a pen or journal or something you could do right. And one more thing I want to say, especially those who are new. Thanks, Benjamin. I see you. Tal, I see you getting things written down. I appreciate you guys. I want to share something with you guys. And for those of you who have been a part of this family for year, two, five, some of the things I share, a lot of what I share, you've already heard. And here's an even better one. You already know it. But here's the third thing. Are you doing it? Right? So many times you share something with somebody and it's like, oh, I've heard that before. Like, well, are you doing it? It's like, well, no, I'm not doing it, but I've heard it before. I've heard it lots of times. It's like, you know, if you want to get in better shape, you got to go to the gym. You want to get in way better shape? Eat better. Want to really crush it? Get a coach to meet you at the gym and kick your butt while you're working out. You already know that. But you'll go read a new book or Google online or ask friends how to get in shape 100 times a year. Do you really need to know? Like, I had a buddy of mine say once, he said, you know what a great workout book would be? You could say it, the greatest health book of all times. He said, and you open the book and on every page, all it says is eat better, exercise more. Like literally through the whole book, every page, eat better, exercise more, eat better, exercise more. But what will we do? We'll go out and search. Should I go keto? Should I go vegetarian? Should I go vegan? Should I do Pilates? Should I run? Should I play tennis? Screw it. Let me just get a coffee and a donut and I'll figure it out tomorrow. Right? So know that some of the time when I share something, you might go, I've heard this. I think Dean shared this at the beginning of the year, but it doesn't matter. We have to do this all the time. I have to do this. My partner and brother, Tony Robbins, does this. Every successful person I know do these types of things because we got to stay in the game, because life happens like this. It's going 100 miles an hour. And if we delay, if we procrastinate, if we put it off till tomorrow, who's put something off until next week and you realize it was a year later? Like legit, who said, you know what, I'm gonna jump in and do that, or 5 years, I see you, Benjamin, right? Like you say, I got this, I'm doing this month, hands down, I'm doing it. And you're like, oh my God, that was 9 months ago. Like, so I just wanted to anchor in what we're gonna be sharing today. So number one, Number one is, what went right in the first half of this year? Okay? Now, I want to share, if you're new, every month what we're doing is we're taking a different batch of people and putting them on Zoom so I can see it. So the majority of people are on YouTube, and then every month you'll get your shot, and it's cool. The reason we're doing it, it's because I'm kind of selfish. I love looking at all your faces, your smiles. I can see reactions. If I'm screwing up and you're falling asleep, I know I'm not doing a good job. If you're smiling, that means I'm doing the right thing. I get to see the chat. So you guys being in Zoom, everybody will have a shot. In fact, today, if the team's ready, I'll probably gonna call some people out today. That's even more fun for me. Okay, so what went right? So if you think about, we draw a line in the sand. I love this visual. This is the way I think. Maybe you're different than me, but you can borrow my thinking for a moment. I like to think about, in the last 6 months, what did I do? Did I get the course done? Did the marketing hit? Did I take the uncomfortable action? Did something? What went right? And how do I drag that, the parts that I learned, how do I drag that across the line into the second half of the year with me, right? But I want you to look at this. What was it that went right? And then I want you to think about, what can I do to optimize that? What can I do to optimize what went right? And how can I fuel it? How can I replicate it? How can I speed it up? So I want to share some things with you. In the first half of the year, in the first half of last year, what I realized, I'm just going to be completely transparent here in my industry, what I realized is that with doing challenges and one-day events, and I got something cool coming up for you guys, you're going to absolutely love it. And all of you guys are invited as my guest. But what I realized is, I love the word reciprocity, right? Reciprocity, giving in advance. And what I realized, and I always think I've done that, and my partner Tony, I think he does that so amazingly. He gives so much of his heart, his soul, that you feel connected. You feel like you know him, right? And I hope you feel that with me. But what I realized the first half of this year is that the more, and it didn't always work this way, the more I give in advance, the more we do a 5-day challenge, right? 5 days of pure value. Listen, who was a part of the Own Your Future Challenge? Who got to see some of it? Did I hold back? Did you guys get some amazing value for free, right? We gave so much value for free and then said, hey, for those of you that want to continue, we'd love to have you with Project Next. But if not, I hope you really enjoyed all that value. We left the world and people who watch, we had 947,000 people register for that, which is amazing. My goal was 1 million. I failed miserably. No, we failed a little, but it was pretty cool. But what I learned is, in the first half of the year and the first half of last year, because I remember analyzing this halfway through last year, is I want to ramp up giving more in advance. I want to move the free line. I want to make it so people come, they learn, and they either leave and bought and they're happy, or they leave and they didn't buy and they're just as happy. Like, they leave and go, damn, that guy's freaking awesome. I don't want to buy now. I might in the future. Or, damn, that guy's awesome. I'm going to buy his stuff. Compared to, did you guys ever go to something that's maybe 90 minutes long and the whole thing is a pitch? Not knocking it, but when you're done, if somebody just pitches you hard for 90 minutes, how do you feel at the end? If you bought, you're fine. You're kind of happy. You can't wait to see the thing. But if you didn't buy, what do you think to yourself? That girl or that dude just wasted 90 minutes of my life, right? So I'm only giving you an example of what I realized in the first half of the year is, man, if I ramp up the love, the support, the knowledge, the wisdom that I deliver in advance, I get to serve more people, create better relationships, build reciprocity, and if they buy, they're happy, and if they don't, I touch their life, and here's what I bet. They'll be my client in the future when the time is right. Do you feel that? So, what I'm doing right now, can I tell you what I'm doing? I know that that worked in the first half of this year. So what do you think I'm doing? I'm looking how I can optimize it, fuel it, replicate it, speed it up. How do I change other things that we sell where I deliver value in advance? I sell my book, Millionaire Success Habits. That book just sells forever. It just keeps going. I'm so blessed that it's touching so many people's lives, right? But maybe I gotta shift the way I'm offering that. So I'm using that as an example. Also, I do it in my personal life, right? In the first half of the year, I realize I work. like, as you could probably imagine if you follow me, how many times I go live, the events I do, the books I write, the companies I run. I run Tony's company with him. I run our company with Tony and I, 13 other companies. I own 200 houses around the country. I like, it's a lot. So how the hell do I get that done? Sometimes I don't even know how, but we'll talk about that later. My whole point though is, what I realized in the first 6 months of this year is that no matter how busy I am, I take moments. I'm so blessed to have the most amazing relationship with my wife. But that could be compromised in a second if you're too busy and don't do the things I used to do, right? Tony always says, if you want the end of your relationship to be like the beginning, treat it like the beginning and there won't be an end, right? So in the last 6 months, I have made a priority to go on a date every single week. I made it a priority to stop in the middle of the day and ask my wife and check in and see how she's doing. And man, it is lighting her up. She's on a whole, I leave the house, she tackles me every single day. I come home, she tackles me. I'm like, that shit's working. I'm gonna do more of it. So I'm looking, how do I fuel it? How do I optimize it? How do I replicate it? I think I might have to start buying flowers I'm getting major benefits from this. So I'm gonna amp it up and fuel it up. As simple as this sounds, and it's like, duh, Dean. Be honest, does this sound simple? Right? It sounds simple. But let me ask you, who's done anything I'm talking about in the last 3 months? Who's analyzed what's working and actually put it into play? A couple of you, right? So think about that. What's worked in the first half of the year? What can you drag over the line? How can you recognize it, see it? Like, here's what the thing is. You know how our brains work, guys? Our brains work to tell you what went wrong in the first half of the year, where you screwed up, where you failed, where you didn't go quick enough, where you procrastinated. Is that true? That's what our brains tell you. It is not on the front of your brain to tell you, oh my God, Dave Williams, look at all the things we got done right in the first 6 months. I've been acting like a man. I've been taking care of my family. I conquered this thing. I went through the course. I showed up. You don't do any of that shit. You just think of the stuff that you didn't do or went wrong or what was taken away. Our brains are just designed horribly for focusing on the wrong thing. So when I say this to you, I don't want to just blow over it quick. You have to actually dig in to identify what went right. You really do. You have to spend the time and go, oh, wow, I did accomplish that. Oh, wow, that is working. Oh, that marketing did kind of take effect. Oh, that video I did get 100 views. It was the first time I ever got 100 views on that video. Oh, the change in my company. So take the time, analyze it. What can you do to improve it? And amp it up, replicate it, speed it up. Number two, this is the easy one. What didn't work or what went wrong? What didn't work in the first half of this year? Appreciate you guys. I see all the awesome comments coming in. I just don't want to look too much because I'm like squirrel. I'll start reading, but I promise I'll go back and look. So leave as many comments as you want. So I wrote some things down what didn't work. Now, besides what didn't work, this you're going to start be able to write down. But here's what I want you, and if you want to write these in the chat, you want to write them on your journal. First off, I was thinking through the eyes of emotions, through the lens of emotions. I think the first thing we have to do is forgive ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves. Because some of you procrastinated. Some of you got scared because of what was going on with COVID and you were kind of paralyzed. Some of you got sucked into all the craziness going on in the media, right? Some of you started thinking way left, way right, super conservative, super liberal, super this, super that. And you get sucked into forgetting who you are, right? Or you've stayed on the sidelines because there was so much shit. Even though you wanted to fix it, you want to be a part of the solution, you're kind of sitting back and we watched it, right? I've done that, right? You want to be a part of the solution, but then you find yourself, you just become the observer, not the person solving the problem. I don't want to be the person that watches problems. I want to be the person that's part of the solution, whether that's race, whether that's communication, whether that's bonding. I don't want to just be an observer. I want to be someone that my kids at the end of my life go, my dad saw there was a problem and did everything in his power to try to make an impact to make it better, right? But sometimes you get sucked into judgment and standing back. I'm gonna ask you to forgive yourself. Maybe you procrastinated. You didn't take action. You got scared. You listened to the naysayers. You felt like an imposter. You didn't do crap. Forgive yourself. You can't turn back time. The one thing about the past is you can't get it back. But what we can do, we could stop doing it. So my number, this is number two. So 2A is how to forgive yourself. 2B would be, how do you just stop? If you got self-talk that's kicking your own ass, stop it. It doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't get back the past. It doesn't help your family. It doesn't help your self-confidence. It doesn't help the woman that God designed you to be or the man God designed you to be. You want to change the world? Stop with the negative thoughts about yourself. Stop with doing stuff that doesn't work. It's like I tell my kids all the time, so many times in life, it's like if you hit your thumb with a hammer and it hurt, you'd stop. But somebody having a negative thought that I'm not good enough, it doesn't work, my husband will never believe in me, I'm not smart enough, I'm not rich enough. You'll do that shit to yourself all the time, and it's never worked for you, ever. Beating yourself up has never got you to the finish line at the level you want to be. It's a true story. I've never seen it happen. So I'm not trying to oversimplify this hour we have together, but stop it. Whether it's a thought, whether it's an action, whether it's a friend you hang out with that makes you feel absolutely miserable about yourself, stop it. You're in control. We just agreed life is going by too fast. It's going by in a heartbeat. So stop it. 3B, what can you learn from it? Right? All obvious stuff. I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm not, oh, I never heard this before. But the things that went wrong in the first half of this year, what if they're a blessing? What if you take Tony's word, life happens for us, not to us, and you were supposed to fail. They were supposed to let you down. They were supposed to not be there for you when you thought they should be. They were supposed to question you and say, it might work for other people. I don't know if it'll work for you. They were supposed to shit on your dreams. Excuse my language here on a Wednesday, is it Thursday? They were supposed to do that. Why? Because God's got a bigger plan and wants to know if you have the stamina to keep going and actually use that as fuel, not your anchor. So what went sideways? How can you analyze it? And how can you learn from it? Then, this is the brilliant part. What if what went wrong was just a millimeter or two away from going right? How can you adjust it? How can you tweak it? How can you modify it? And if it's not, how do you throw it away? I used to say this all the time on New Year's. I have these crazy visuals. This is how my simple, like, seventh grade education brain works, okay? I look at my past as if your past is on all these shelves in this little building, right? Everything that happened in the first six months of this year, as everything's on the shelf, the good, bad, and the ugly, right? And you have a suitcase. And the building catches on fire. And you got 5 minutes to put in your suitcase everything you want to bring with you into the second half of this year. And then you know what you do with the rest of it? You let it burn. You let it burn. If you failed, what lesson can you learn from it? And let that shit burn down, right? Don't hold on to it. We make mistakes. Listen, I have to tell you, one of the biggest things that I had regrets on, and I can't do anything about it except learn from it, and I've shifted, is being the parent to my daughter, who has more than one child. Did anybody ever tell you in advance that you could have two children, raise them the same way, same love, same everything, and they're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? They're completely two humans, right? Like, not even the same. Both my children are amazing. I love them both the same. But the way I raised my daughter, the way I communicate with my daughter, it just seems, it's effortless. With my son, it's like oil and water. Like, if I say something's black, my son will find a way of saying, it's white and you're wrong, Dad. And I'm like, oh my God, right? And it took me a long time to realize he's just wired different. And I have to communicate with him differently. And I have to figure out the puzzle of my son, Brody. And the truth is, I made some really shitty parenting decisions with him. And I've lost my temper with him. And I've yelled at him. And I've swore, like, damn it, Brody. Or, shit, what are you thinking? Like, really bad. Like, not bad. I've never physically hit him. I've never screamed, never belittled him. I just made dumb decisions on how I parented him because I wasn't listening. He just has a completely different language. And I felt like it was disrespect. I felt like I'm just being completely transparent. The dumbest thing I could ever do is look back, hold that regret, and keep doing the same thing. What I need to do is look back and go, that way to communicate with him ain't working. And if I keep doing it, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and expecting a different result? Let me just keep yelling at him. Let me just keep raising my voice because that works so well. No, all it does is he doesn't change and I feel guilty as hell when I go to bed and want to go upstairs and hug him and tell him how sorry I am that I tried, right? What I know is I let that burn down, but before I did, I learned from it. And I have to tell you, this last year with my son's a completely different space. I have different patience. I talk to him in a different way. I am figuring out the puzzle of my son Brody in an exponential way because of everything I'm sharing with you. And is that more for me? You could take all my money away. At the end of my life, if my boy Brody wasn't by my side because I screwed up and he moved away to another state and I talked to him once a year and he barely, you know, wanted to chat with me, you could take away every dollar, put me in a sidewalk and with a blanket and a pillow. I'd rather have my son loving me than having a dollar in my life. But these same principles apply wherever you are. And when you don't change them, right? My father, I mean, I come from a long line of generations of parents not talking to their kids. My dad didn't talk to his father from when he was 11 years old to the day he died, never talked to his dad. His father did the same thing with his dad. And it could repeat in my family. It ain't. I'm stopping it. It's done. I'm not doing what other people have done, not what other generations have done. I've learned from it and shifted. I get a little personal here, but I just want to show you how important these things are. And we can change them today. We could stop it today. We can learn from it today. We could stop hitting our thumb with the hammer and expecting it not to hurt anymore. It will continue to hurt. It will continue not to serve you. So how do you let the past burn to the ground and just learn and carry over the finish line what you need? And then in that second part of what didn't work, just make a list today as you go through this. And I know a lot of you are watching this live, a lot of you will watch the replay. Make a list today of what didn't work and what you need to stop doing. Right? I always talk about not just having a to-do list, but have a not-to-do list. So what do you need to stop doing? What's on your not-to-do list? Make that list today, literally. And here's the problem. You guys are taking an hour or so with me today, and you're probably in the middle of doing lots of things. When you're done with this, you're gonna race right into what's next. I get that. You know what I'm gonna encourage you to do today, and I don't encourage it enough, is take a little time and let this sit in. Spend 15 minutes alone when you're done today. Seriously, spend 15 minutes with you. Do you think you're worth it? Your wife, your husband, your kids, your family, your friends, you? Your inner child, your inner self-doubt, your inner inner hero, it is worth it spending the time to go through this. You're taking notes, and when you get the replay of this, I don't know when it comes out, tomorrow, the next day, or whenever you get the replay, maybe you watch the replay and you watch, hit pause, write down, hit pause, write it down, hit pause, write it down, and then just sit with yourself and say, seriously, I'm not just here to fulfill my obligation to you on a monthly basis. Can you feel that? I'm here sharing what moved the needle in my life. And these are the little things that are actually the big things. So I'm gonna encourage you to do it. Okay, number three, what do you want to accomplish in the second half of the year? There's a new microphone. The cord just keeps wrapping around here. So if you see me adjusting, it's the microphone. Number three is, what do you want to accomplish in the second half of the year? Okay, you know I talk about this all the time, but here's what I think you should do. Today, tonight, whenever time allows, is really sit and let's pretend it's the end of the year. Let's pretend it's the end of December 2021 and you're looking back and you go, damn, did I kick some butt in the second half of this year? Wasn't so sure on the first half, but man, I crushed the second half of this year. What had to happen, Christina, for you to look and write down and say, damn, I crushed the second half of this year. And write down what had to happen, right? I wrote this down yesterday morning when I was laying this out for you guys. I said, visualize it happening so much, not as if it could happen. Pretend it did happen so you literally feel it in your cells. Like, close your eyes and just think for a moment. What happened? Oh my God, my training, I'm selling 10 courses a week. I'm generating X amount of money. There's passion back in my relationship. My health is optimal. I look in the mirror and love myself. I found true love again, or I found inner love again. I don't know what it is for you, but I'm encouraging you to write it down and feel it, right? I said, what are you making profits online? Do you have the course launch, the revenue, the freedom? You have control of your time. You're spending more time with your family. I don't know what it is, but you do. And I'm going to ask you to take time and pretend it's the end of this year. It's December, end of December, 2021, and you're just on fire. What would that look like? What did you have to accomplish to make you feel that way? And write it down. Listen, when we create these mini roadmaps, when we create them, then how often do we have to look at them? What I'm going to encourage you to do is do this exercise. And I'd look at it every week. I'd look at it every day if you need to, but I'd look at it every week for the rest of the year. So you don't let yourself down. So you remind yourself of the emotions you feel at this moment. Because I promise you, an hour from now, life's gonna be right back at you. You're gonna be homeschooling your kids, or you're gonna be driving them to the mall, or you're gonna be doing your work or finishing something up at your current business, or you're gonna get a call from somebody you work with, or a friend that needs you, and man, you get out of this state and you get right triggered into the rest, and then all of a sudden, it's like next month, and you get the email, oh shit, another inner circle. Oh, I'm so excited. Here's what I'm gonna ask you. Don't get addicted to the learning and how you feel when you're here with us right now. I say this all the time. So much, it's probably annoying. But don't get addicted to just being here. Don't feel like you get your value of what you pay to be a part of this by being here. You get your value when you take the uncomfortable action and you actually apply what it is I'm sharing. Don't just show up next month because you get the email and the text. Show up next month going, shit, that last month, that was a tough one last month, but I did it. I moved the needle. I'm moving forward. I made the list. I look at the list, right? Like, just know the differentiator. The momentum, the movement is in the uncomfortable action of implementation, right? It's like the book, eat better, exercise more, right? We have to actually do it. You just don't want to go to the event that tells you how to get healthier. You want to learn how to get healthier and implement it. You want to learn about how to be successful. I'm not sharing this. I'm going to repeat myself. Alicia, I see you shaking your head. I appreciate you being here today. Like, I don't want you just to hear this like, oh, Dean gave me a great training. It's like, no, this is for you. These are the little things that are actually the big things that I wish someone would have shaken me and said, do this, because here's what happens. I know how the brain works. When you want to make more money, it's like, I know how to be more positive. I know how to set goals. Dean, that's all good. Give me that secret that made you rich, dude. Come on, come on. What is it? What is that special headline? What's the special hook? You know, where are you finding your people? You got a special way to, like, everybody's looking. And so I've been doing this for 25 years. So many times I'll talk like this, not to this group, but like a new group. If I get hired, I'll get paid insane amounts of money to go talk to like a corporate retreat. I don't do them anymore because I really don't have time and I really love being with my family. But when I used to travel and do events, if it wasn't somebody already in our world, if I spent, and I was going to talk tactics, but I spent the first hour, half hour, talking about things like this, I'd see a lot of guys be like, and especially if it was with dudes, be like, come on, get to the stuff on how I make the money. And I'd just be like, you poor bastards. You've already heard a million ways to make money. You already know that. You already know how to achieve in your company. You already know how to get the promotion you want. You think it's some tactic, tools, trick, fancy thing when really, the stuff you really need to know is the stuff that I just shared with you. And I'll call people out and I'll tell them all the time. You want the tools and the tactics? You've already heard them. You already know, eat better, work out more. It works. You already know how to get there. But this is screwing you up. And it's these little things that are the big things. It's the reason I love my inner circle. It's the reason I love this inner circle family, because I get to share this. And I know you guys hear it and you feel it. Are you guys feeling this today? You guys feeling this today? Let me know in the YouTube chat. Let me know in the chat on Zoom. Appreciate you guys. Okay. Next, if we know what went right and we bring it over with us and we amplify it, replicate it, do more of it. If we identify what went wrong, we forgive ourselves, we stop doing it, we learn from it, we let the crap burn down, We create the not-to-do list of what we should stop doing. And then we really design where we want to go. We write down what we want to accomplish in this next 6 months by pretending it's the end of the 6 months. It was the best second half of the year of your whole life. What does that look like? And we jot it down, and that gives us our compelling what? Our compelling future. We know what to strive for. We know what we're driving for. We know what to think about, right? The next part, section four I wrote, is what capabilities do you need to accomplish that? What capabilities do you need to accomplish that? Do you need to go back through the course? Do you need to read the book again? Do you need to get a mentor? Do you need to get a coach? Do you need to just take the uncomfortable action? Do you need to not worry what your wife or your husband think about what you want to do anymore? Do you not need to not worry about that your friends will judge you if you go on Instagram or Facebook and you start doing what you were really meant to do? What mindset do you need? What capabilities do you need? What tools do you need? Do you need an accountability partner? Right? Who's coming to the Mastermind World Summit? Who's got their ticket for the World Summit? Right? Like, what things do you need? What things do you need to empower you? Right? If you're a part of KBB, go back through the course. Project Next, stay engaged. If you need to go back through, you guys have access to like 40 of these trainings, maybe more. There might be 50 of them in there right now. And they're titled. So you could say, man, I want marketing. You can go back, find marketing. I have self-doubt. I feel like an imposter. I mean, in the last 50 of these or 40, I don't even know how many are in there, I probably covered pretty much anything that's in your way right now. And you got access to it. Right? So what capabilities do you need? And, you know, I always talk it, in, again, in simple analogies. It's like, doesn't matter where you are, you're here because you want that next level, right? There's more potential for you to fulfill. You guys have, so many of you, all of you, have accomplished incredible things in your life. You guys have done stuff you never thought you could do. If you had the chance to sit down with your 18-year-old self, and tell your 18-year-old self some of the things you've done, you wouldn't even believe it. Oh my God, we traveled there. Oh my God, you had children. Oh my God. You'd say, oh my God, 1,000 times, but you forget about it, right? You forget about it and just think, ah, everything's screwed up. I haven't done much in my life. Bullshit. You've done amazing things. You just being here shows we're kindred spirits because you're gaining capabilities to go to another level. You know what most of the world's doing? They're sitting home bitching it's the president's fault. It's the old president's fault. It's the new president's fault. It's the economy. It's the Congress. It's COVID, it's a million things, right? They're not taking ownership, they're not taking responsibility. They're waiting for someone to wave a magic wand and fix it, and guess what? No one's coming to save us, it's on us, right? And once you know that, it's freeing. But it doesn't matter where you are, life is about growing. If we're not climbing, we're sliding. If we're not growing, we're dying. That's just the true story. That's why you're here. So wherever you are, there's another level that you want to go. And usually to get from where you are to where you want to be, you hear me say this a lot, there's a gap, right? There's a gap. I want to make more money. There's a gap. I want to, online, I want to sell 50 courses a month. I'm only selling 3 a month. There's a gap, right? I got a great business. I got a great company, but it doesn't serve my heart anymore. I want to transition to this new thing. There's a gap. I want to have a better relationship with my son. Where do I go from here to there? There's a gap. I want to find intimacy again in my relationship. I'm working on it. I'm getting in shape and I'm doing the things, but it's not there yet. There's a gap. So if there's a gap, and remember this always, to serve people at the highest level is we're the providers of the tools in some cases to help fill that gap. But I want you to identify, if you wrote all these things down of what went right, what went wrong, and what you want by the end of the year, to get from where you are to where you want to be at the end of this year, what capabilities do you need? What tools do you need? What teachers do you need? What do you need to learn? Here's a tough one. Who do you need to say no to? What do you need to say yes to? What do you have to stop doing? What do you have to stop thinking? What new thoughts do you need? All you have to really think about is, not to oversimplify this, but there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be. And the bridge is the capabilities to learn from someone who's already been there. It's been the fastest way to my success in my life. I'm trying to figure it out on your own. Here's one. Stop suffering in silence. Stop trying to figure out how to do everything, when in most cases, figure out who has already done it and how do you learn from them. Listen, when I, you guys, I share this a lot, but you know, when I went through a divorce and it was time for me to start looking and want to find love in my life, besides becoming a better man, how to work on me so I didn't bring the same crap into my next relationship, right? I got a love coach, and not someone just to tell me how to fall in love. Someone I found love in here. I had to find love on the inside here so I could meet the woman of my dreams. It wasn't just by accident. I got a love coach. When I went through a divorce, I was so freaked out because my parents were very good at marrying and divorcing 9 times. I was freaked out that I was gonna replicate that I got a coach that helped me with a child-centered divorce where I not put them first to spoil them, but put them so they weren't fragmented, and how to build a relationship with my ex. She's a dear friend and we co-parent amazing. She's happier than she's ever been, but it didn't happen by accident. I got a coach to help me with that, right? I knew I was on this side of the bridge. I want my kids to thrive even during a divorce that scares me to death. That's on the other side. What capabilities do I need to get there? I want to find real love in my life. I want to show up as a better man. I want deep love. I want to stop having a shell around my heart. I want to break the shell and just give all of me to someone. Never done that. I was 48 years old until I gave all of me to someone. And the benefits are holy crap. I never knew love like this could exist, right? But I literally had someone help me crack that shell, be a better dad. When I want to do anything, when we want to learn how to be on YouTube, I'll hire a YouTube consultant. I have a consultant right now, so I want to help Tony. I'm just going to be really transparent. I want to help Tony pierce the corporate world. Do you know how many people right now in the corporate world that have employees should send their employees to UPW? Right? Because we're in this uncertain space. We're trying to get back. Do I stay virtual? Do I go into this place? I don't know. I used to like my job, but I'm not sure now. Uncertainty is at an all-time high. Suicides are at an all-time high. This is antidepressant medication is skyrocketed since COVID happened. I believe one of the things that can help them the most is going to a UPW and being with Tony. I believe that. Right, so I want to pierce the corporate world and get it so employees can have great discounts to send 100, 200, or 1,000 of their team members to go to a UPW every year, plus get monthly training and get access to his courses. You guys like that idea? Guess what? I have no freaking clue how to do that. It overwhelms me to think about that. Do you talk to human resources? Do you talk to the owners? Do you go after big companies, little companies, medium companies? Do I go after Cisco? I have some idea, but I've never done it. I was a little overwhelmed, but I want to make this happen. So you know what I did last week? I hired a consultant, 10 grand a month. The guy knows this industry better than anyone on the planet, and I'm going to hire someone who's already in this space. I'm going to hire someone who's passionate about it. I'm going to hire someone who does this on a regular basis and maybe another company that's similar. I'm going to hire I've already hired the who as a consultant. I'm going to hire the who to run it. I know I'm a great leader, I know how to lead, but I don't know that world. So instead of me being overwhelmed to figure it out, what did I do? I'm cutting a check for $10,000 a month to hire the who to teach me the how. Does that make sense? I'm not saying everybody's got $10,000 a month to go hire somebody like that, but you got access to a course, training, live events, challenges, right? And that's where you pick up the how from the who's already been there. Making sense to everybody? Okay. Now, if we know what went right and we drag it across, we know what went wrong, learn from it, stop, move forward. We know what we want by looking at our compelling future at the end of the year. Then what capabilities do we need? Then the last part, number 5, is what actions do you need to take right now? How do you start the momentum? This is not about getting it all done overnight, but what are some things, what are some actions that you could take right now to start the momentum in the right direction? I wrote some things, again, reiterating, what do I need to say no to today? Like, not this month. What do you need to say no to starting today? What do you need to say yes to today? What book can you start reading again? What course can you start going through again? What can you activate? What video can you watch? How can you enroll? How can you get your butt to the World Summit? Get to the challenges, right? Get your ticket, schedule the time. Oh, that's the last one. How do you right now, what action could you take? You could go in your phone right now. Listen, we schedule so many things, especially for other people, right? I don't miss baseball practice, softball practice. I drive my kids there. I'll do a million things. And sometimes I forget to schedule something for myself. If you need to go to the dentist, you schedule it. You need a chiropractor, you schedule it. Time to work on your marketing, lay out your plan, work on your next level, sit with a video like this and really craft your next 6 months. I don't have time. You know what I'd do right now? Want an action? Go in your phone. If you can't do it today, go in your phone right now and schedule 1 hour, even a half hour, to work on everything we just talked about and craft your next 6 month blueprint. Right now, go on your phone, Tuesday at 2, Wednesday at 5, Sunday at 6 o'clock in the morning. Go through these 5 steps and map it out. I don't know if you like to write, I don't know if you like to type. I like to, everything's in my journals. I've been saving my journals for decades. I got so many journals. Someday, I always think someday my kids will go through it and be like, oh, my dad was pretty cool, right? Maybe not. They'll be like, oh my God, who's gonna throw out those 500 journals my dad had? So on my deathbed, I'm gonna envision it's gold. My kids will be like, oh, finally we can throw all that shit out. I don't care, I won't know by then. But that's what I envision. But what will work for you? Schedule it right now. Schedule working on the marketing. Schedule getting your course on mastermind.com. Schedule that you're gonna work on the marketing for your brick and mortar business or whatever company you're in. Listen, a lot of you, probably 80% of you are in the self-education industry with us. 25% are just in any business. This isn't, as you could tell, is this specific or is this for everybody that wants more success, right? This is for everyone. But if you don't schedule it, I promise it's never gonna happen. Say, you know what I haven't scheduled? I'll just give you an example. You know what I've been saying every year on my, when I write this down, every half year when I write it down? I finally stopped doing it. But you know what I did for like 5 years? I said, I'm gonna start doing yoga next month. I've been saying I'm gonna do yoga next month for literally a half a decade. It might be a decade, but I don't wanna embarrass myself. Finally, I just gave up on it. I must not want to really do yoga, right? But here's the one thing why. I've never actually scheduled it. I just keep saying, I'll do it. Yeah, yoga and meditation is not for Dean. Danielle, I think you might be right. I'm not a big meditator. My meditation is I take a 20-minute walk every single day at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's my meditation. That's kind of my yoga. I had to realize it. But I know for a fact it didn't happen because I never scheduled it. If you schedule it, if you talk about it, it's fun. If you schedule it, it becomes real. Right? So what action can you take to schedule it today? Lastly, I want you to put 2 dates on, and then I'm gonna call on somebody. We got a little time, so let's do a little Q&A. Lastly, 2 dates, July 15th. Write this in your notes right now and put it in your calendar. I don't have a page for you. I don't have anything for you to register. You're all invited as guests, doesn't cost a thing. On July 15th, we're doing a 1-day event. If you guys were a part of the Own Your Future Challenge, we're gonna condense and do a 1-day immersive event. I'll tell you why. When we did that, Tony and I asked our friends, I don't know if you saw how many amazing people came that day. It was unbelievable over those 5 days. But when we did, we had like 6 more incredible friends with great messages, all like raised their hand, and we just couldn't fit them in. It would have been, you know, 5 hours a day. So what we're doing on July 15th is we're doing a 1-day immersive event called The Power to Pivot. And the whole day is gonna be designed on how to pivot, how to shift into your next level, shift into the knowledge industry, shift into the digital economy. That's the whole day, and we got amazing. Do you guys know Jay Shetty? Jay Shetty's coming. Lisa Nichols is coming. My friend Lewis Howes is coming. Amazing lineup. I'm so blessed. And the cool part, I don't have to pay any of them. They like want to come and serve in this crazy time in the world. So it's a free challenge. There's no fee, but, and there's no way, I don't have a registration page yet, but there will be. So look for a registration page, look for an email. It'll be on my social media. We'll put it in a couple places so you can reserve your spot, but it's gonna be a kick-ass day. So I wanna make sure you go. Secondly, for those of you who have a ticket to the World Summit, amazing. If you don't have a ticket, I'm really gonna encourage you to go. Last year we sold out, we're gonna sell out again this year. And it's gonna be an amazing 3 days. Tony and I have been talking about it obsessively. We've met with our teams. We have some great guests coming, but really, especially, now I'm gonna disclaim this. If you never thought about being in the virtual world or making money online or being in the knowledge industry, the self-education industry, if you've never thought about it and you're interested, great, you should go. If it's definitely not for you, then this isn't the event. This event is all about pivoting and taking, not just selling courses, but being in the course selling business. You understand the difference? Like Project Next, I want people to build, develop, and sell their first course. The event is about how to flip from selling a course to being kind of the knowledge industry. Be in that business, be in the course selling business. And we've just, I mean, literally we have a team right now of 7 people helping to lay out that day. We've been working on it nonstop. It's gonna be kick ass. It is August 13th through the 15th. So again, August 13th through the 15th, it's Tony, myself. If you've ever been to an event with Tony and I where you get 3 full days of immersion, it's pretty damn amazing. Write this down. If you have a ticket, you don't have to do a thing. So nothing to do. But if you don't, I'd encourage you to go to get a ticket, especially right now. We have pricing that is not gonna last. And I'll just tell you this, if you go get your ticket today, and if we add any bonuses after, I'll make sure you guys get all those bonuses. So go to like Mastermind, mmworldsummit.com. mmworldsummit.com. I encourage you to go now because the pricing is set today for you guys. It's killer. Grab a ticket, but seriously, only if you're gonna come and play full out. Only if you can look at your calendar and look at those 3 days and go, I'm going in the morning till night with Tony and Dean and the guests they bring, I'm going all in. Because it's going to be pretty amazing. We got a killer box we're sending out to everybody. So mmworldsummit.com, that's August 13th through the 15th. I know summers get busy. That's kind of going back to school time. So if you can pencil it in now, get it. All right, let's do this. Let's do a little Q&A or shares. Who would like to share? Let's get Christina K up here in a second. If you're watching on YouTube, every month we're shifting who gets to be on Zoom. So I promise you'll get your chance. Let's bring up Christina K. Hi, Christina. Just unmute, I think is. There we go. All right, awesome. How you doing?
I'm fine. And I just want to say you're amazing. I mean, it's so amazing what you're doing. I just, wow.
Oh, thank you so much, Christina. Or is it Karen or Christina? Or Christina. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the sheet. Okay. Awesome. So today, Tell me something you got out of today, whether you want to share something that went right, something that didn't work, or a compelling future. What's something that stood out the most today? Or if you have a question for me, you got that too. You got the floor.
Yeah, there's one question and, well, actually 2 questions, but it's about what you talked about. I started the KBB in May last year, and I went in with the head of doing real estate. You know, that was going to be new for me. I'm a salesperson. I'm an entrepreneur. And actually, when I started doing the course, I came up that my superpower was not that. So I started writing down one thing for the real estate and one thing for my superpower. So in the end, when you in July said you were going to set up the marketplace and mastermind, I just knew I had to be in there. Even if I didn't even have the money to buy the course. I mean, it was crazy. But I just knew because I feel it in my heart when it happened. So I went in there. And the first time I was live was on the Facebook in the group of May, you know. Start over challenge.
Yeah.
And because I've been so many challenges now, so I get confused with them all. But so actually in August, I straight away started and setting up a trip because I thought, so I did a credit card for the mastermind and I thought, I don't have anything to offer. I thought, gosh, what do I do, you know? So I actually, I ended up doing a material. I recorded two videos. Yeah. I'd never been in the front of video. Yeah. I'd never done this before. Right. And I did two PDFs and I asked Lynn and the page, you know, to do, because mine is not course. So this is one of the questions for you. Mine is not a course. It's a talk mini course. It's like 45 minutes of talk about fear and trust.
Okay.
I realized already then there was so much fear in the world and I wanted to address that. Yeah. So it's called Fear and Trust and it's 45 minutes. And then I did a bonus video and two PDFs, right? Now, the first question is, what do I call that online? How do I sell that? Like a talk mini course? Because everybody got big courses, right? So, yeah.
Okay, so that's a great question. First off, Christina, I want to give it up for you for taking the uncomfortable action to do live videos. Can we all give it up for Christina? Listen, when you shift, when you pivot into something new, it feels like you go from I can ride a bike 100 miles an hour and then you go on a tricycle again, right? Just know that that's the feeling everybody has. And you have to be okay with riding the tricycle for a little while until you get back up and go 100 miles an hour again, right? But you're not starting off at zero. You have life experience. You're already starting on third base, right? So what I would say, Christina, is first off, you're in the Facebook group. Correct? Where I go live every Monday? Okay?
Yeah.
Here's what I want to share because it's a much longer answer that I don't want to discredit your amazing question by giving you a 3-minute answer. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Monday when I go live, if you're in KBB and this question resonates with you at all, Monday when I go live, I'm going to give you a link to the training I did yesterday. The training I did yesterday will answer that question.
I did listen to it. I missed some of it because I was on the phone if somebody called, but I did listen. I normally listen every Monday.
Oh, no, I did a Wednesday training. So I did a training yesterday.
Sorry, yeah, it's Thursday today. Yeah.
Yep. I did a training yesterday that was over an hour long on this topic. And I want to tell you, if you're in KBB, go there Monday and watch my quick live. And above it, I will put the link for the training I did yesterday, and everybody could watch it, but I will give that to you. I promise you, it'll give you exactly what you're talking about. I mean, exactly. Because if you don't name it right, you might have all the great gifts in the world. You might do the perfect share, but if you don't name it, if you don't know how to represent it, people never show up. It's the, if I build it, they will come. They won't. You need to build it, and then you need the right messaging so they come, and that's what that training was. I promise that'll answer your question. Then I want to give you one more thing. For today, I'd love to know for today's training, what's a takeaway you had today or a reminder today that hit home for you?
Well, the reminder is obviously to set the goal for the next 6 months, you know, to set up the goals for what I want to achieve for the 6 months ahead. Because I did it for the last year, but, you know, I realized that after I did the material, I had subconscious thoughts. I had been blocking it all. So I've had so much. I couldn't get the course up. I couldn't get the videos up on KBB. It's just impossible.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, listen, do me a favor. Take the time to go through what we did today and really anchor that in. Go through the each process. Schedule it in your phone and then be there Monday. Click on that link and then leave me a message below. I read all those messages on Monday. So after you watch it, come back and I promise you'll go, thank you. That's exactly what I needed. Can we give it up for Christina? All right, let's take someone else. I'd love to know about today. What was something that hit you today? Something that you know you have to stop, something you learned from. You got something, Marcus? Let's go Marcus Jacob Weiss. What's up, Marcus? How are you, man?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, dude? You're amazing.
Thank you for everything. Great.
It's incredible. And do you like my really fake, busy background?
Yeah.
Background. It's not Italy. It's a fake picture of a messy kitchen. Unbelievable. Dean, this is such an honor. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
What I got from today, okay, is that it's really simple. It's kind of simple. You know, in some of the steps, not challenging. Right? Not amazingly challenging, and the work can be hard, but if we just follow that map, then we can get there. And it's how to sort of keep that faith that we can do it. And I just love how you break it down, you know, your framework, your steps.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And again, when I share that, I mean it. Some of this is simple, but if we're not doing it, it doesn't matter how simple it is, right? And let me ask you something. What was one thing that you know you have to stop, forgive yourself, or just leave in the past? Did you write something down of something that went wrong or you have to stop?
Oh, yes. Yes, self-doubt.
Yeah.
And the irony is that sort of what I'm doing is all about leaning in, like leaning into the wind of life, leaning into uplift.
Well, let me tell you something. Before we go any further, Marcus, can we share in the chat? Man, you got an energy, a smile. You radiate love, brother. I mean it. Am I in the chat? Let Marcus know what he's giving off, man. I just want to tell you, you can feel your love. You can feel your caring. And I just want you to know that in 3 seconds, I know who you are, man. So I hope you stop doubting yourself, because the world needs more of that, especially in today's world.
Thank you. Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Isn't it just about, it's about staying present, you know, like staying present in that and trusting that, and trusting from moment to moment, right? And what I got out of today is so much, you know, when we allow ourselves to sort of criticize, you know, the stories from the past, or doubt the stories from the future, and don't stay sort of present in our best selves, that's when we get stuck and just dig ourselves deeper into our least best self, like our worse and worse and worse selves.
Yeah, and here's the thing, when you recognize it, okay, this is great. I'm so glad I picked on you, Marcus, and I'm so glad. Here's one more thing I should have added to that. If you could, for the next 6 months, Marcus wrote down that he needs to stop with self-doubt. But I think Marcus is probably the only one here today that suffers with that. No, I'm just kidding. I would bet to say, Maria, Linda, I see you all laughing. It is such a thing that creeps back in for all of us. Whenever you go to another level, you have that self-doubt. The part I want to encourage you, Marcus, and you've heard this before, this is not rocket science, it's not a breakthrough, but I would ask you over the next month, obsessively, identify when it comes up. Because what happens is we let self-doubt slip in, we don't even know that self-doubt took over. Right? Like, you're feeling it today. Are you feeling confident right now, Marcus? I see it in your face. Like, you got this right now, don't you? Right? But in a week from now, you might not be in this state, but you don't ever see the moment it happens. It's gradual. Like, a week from now, you just go, man, I'm not feeling it anymore. So what I would say is, I'd encourage all of you, look for the moment that self-doubt goes, I don't think we can, it's not the right time, I'm not sure I have enough, you know, like, and when we identify it, you can go, oh, no, I'm not going down this slippery slope.
Yeah. And then, like, literally, I should have, like, a little notebook and then write it down, like, ooh. Like, or like you were writing your book, like taking my phone and go like,
okay, so I want to tell you something that I did for years is I suffer from imposter syndrome and self-doubt more than anyone would realize. If people see like, oh my God, you could do anything, but barely getting out of high school. My parents thought I was crazy. I didn't have money. I have dyslexia. I still can't read and spell well. So those things were heavy. And you know what I did? Probably in my 30s. Maybe it was my 40s. I used to do exactly that. I would write in my journal, I'm questioning myself today because, and I started identifying the triggers. Someone questioned me. I saw a negative review online. Someone said my book was stupid. I mean, I had a guy from like one of the top universities review one of my books and literally wrote a review. It's like, this guy needs to go back to get grammar lessons. It's the worst written book I've ever read. And I know that I might not be perfect with grammar, but that book almost sold 1 million copies and every other review was positive. And I looked at that one review and I remember thinking, oh man, maybe I shouldn't write books and maybe I'm better at just doing video. And I identified different triggers that allow me to go in self-doubt. But then here's what you do, guys. You look at that trigger and say, is it true? It's not true. I sold almost 1 million copies and there's like 10 negative reviews online. It's not true. Some people just, it didn't land with them, and I'm not mad at them, but maybe he's envious because he wrote a book and he's smarter than me and he sold 5 copies. I don't know his situation, but that doesn't affect me. And what if that stopped me from writing my next book? Now, I'm using that as an extreme, but there's a lot of those little triggers that aren't true. And then here's the last thing. When you identify those triggers, do you really want that thing to be? And you know, you've heard me say this a lot. Could you imagine? Tell me one thing that might trigger you to have self-doubt. Just one thing, Marcus.
Comparing.
Okay, so.
A lot of putting myself out there on social media.
Okay, I got a question for you. You're at the end of your life. You get a chance to talk with God or whoever you believe your maker is. You sit down and God says, Marcus, pleasure to meet you. Why didn't you reach your full potential? Could you imagine if you looked at him and said, God, thank you for putting me on this earth. Thank you for my family. Thank you for all the abundance, but I didn't go for it because I didn't want people, I didn't want to be compared. Could you imagine the feeling you would have like, oh, you like at that same moment, could you imagine God saying like, could you imagine going, oh my God, wait a minute. Can I go back? I don't give a shit if people compare. I don't care what people say. I'm meant for more. You would want a redo in the biggest way possible, right? So think about those triggers, BD, I see it. Like, think about those triggers and say, am I really gonna let that hold me back? Like, you know what it's like? Did you ever see an elephant that's trained? They show, and it's terrible that you see some of the way they train them, but they show an elephant is trained so much that they put a little rope on him and tie him to a little stick and the elephant won't move. Right? Because he's trained. That elephant could rip that stick out and run away. Right? That being compared is that little tiny string. It's a thread holding you back from your full potential, but you're so used to it, it feels like a steel, like a chain. Right? And then the last thing, and I don't think God would be this ruthless, but I heard this and I share it all the time, and I'm sorry if I repeat myself, but I think of these things all the time. Could you imagine if God, you know, pulled out his iPhone, because of course he would have an iPhone, right? And at the end of your life, God played a video of the man you could have been if you didn't let self-doubt get in your way. When I think about that, man, that punches me in the gut. And I think about those, because what we need, and this is coming from Tony, I'm not making this up. This is not mine, this is Tony's. What does Tony always say you need to move forward? You need leverage. He always goes, you need leverage. To me, thinking of God playing a video of the man I could have been, that's leverage to me. I go, screw that. I am not letting my dyslexia stop me. I'm not letting I don't have money stop me. I'm not letting my friends are gonna make fun of me. When I first went on TV, I knew my whole family and friends were gonna make fun of me. They did, but they don't anymore. And I get to impact lives. I get to be here with amazing people like you today, Marcus, because I took that action. And people need your love. They need your energy. They need your smile. They need what you got, man, more than you realize. So get leverage, all of us. Identify the triggers and then get leverage, whatever that takes. Make fun of it. Talk about if I met God or who, the man I could have been. I don't care what it is. You know what it is. Get the leverage to push forward because your next level lives on the other side of that, man.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you for your love and thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for showing up the way you do.
Appreciate you, man. Let's give it up for Marcus.
Thank
you. All right, guys. That is June's Inner Circle. For those of you that are new, welcome to the family. For those of you who've been with us for a long time, you know what it's like. This is a big old family love fest, but I don't just share this again for my own health. I don't share this just to fulfill on my obligation. I think about this every month before I come live and I give you what I feel is exactly what's needed right now in this time in history. This is a shifting, crazy world. It's reopening and this is a time to thrive. It really is. And it's a time to set new standards, set new goals, let go of the past, and together let's crush the second half of 2021. Those two dates, July 15th, it is the power to pivot. It's a one day. You're all invited as my guests. There's not a fee. Come there. Secondly, August 13th through the 15th, if you don't have your ticket to the World Summit with Tony and I'm flying to Florida. We're going to do it in his big studio. I mean, I love this studio, but we're going to do it in the big one. It's going to be amazing. MMWorldSummit.com. Go get your ticket. Thirdly, I'll see you guys in 1 month. I appreciate y'all. Do your homework. I'll see you soon.